What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, this is what I choose to believe. I choose to believe it was not my fault the Astros lost last night. I really think this is the case, and this is how it felt at the game. And we'll get to Rafael Stone on Kevin Durant here in 2 seconds. Text message, there's just too many guys out. I mean, it's overdue regression to the mean. Like, in all candor and all kidding aside, you've got a lineup where Yiner Diaz and a sub 700 OPS is your cleanup hitter. You're leaning heavily on Cam Smith right now, who's not even played 100 professional games yet, I don't think. Probably 100 by now with the minor league games last year and the where we are in the season. But you get my point. And then the bottom, starting with Victor Caratini, the bottom five spots in your order last night were Victor Caratini, Cooper Hummel, Mauricio Dubon, Zach Short, and Taylor Trammell. And you actually got decent games out of, I mean, Dubon's a legitimate big league player, so I don't want to lump him in just because he's sandwiched in between Hummel and Short in the lineup. I'm just reading, you know, who the names are. It's the Hummels and the Shorts and the Trammells of the world. You know, and this was a funny thing last night too, Seth. So the game it's 6-1. Astros claw their way back in. The game's close. It's 6-5. They get some guys on base, and Amy turns to me, and one of these bottom of the order guys are coming up. She's like, "Do you think they'll throw a pinch hitter out there for one of these guys?" It was probably for Short or Hummel because they struck out every time they were up to that point. She's like, "Are they going to put a pinch hitter out there for either of these guys?" And I'm like, "Amy, if they had somebody worth pinch hitting, they'd be in the lineup right now."
Right. It's the guys who are in the
Shane
lineup.
Shane Whitcomb is the guy coming off the bench.
The guys who are in the lineup right now are the guys who previously would have said, "Why are they putting him into pinch hit?"
Yes. That's, they're starting.
So the questionable pinch hitters, you know, Zach Short had a 168 career batting average before that Dodgers series.
Yeah.
And he did great in that Dodgers series. Yeah. But there is an element of how have the Astros won all these games despite all of these injuries? A huge part of it has been that the relievers have just been money. Yep. And then you've got Hunter and Fromber who have pitched like all-star caliber pitchers. Mm-hmm. So on a night where both Hunter and Hader have some of their worst nights, it's going to be really hard to win those games.
Yep.
The whole 13 series without a loss stretch, there's a little bit of flukishness to that.
For sure.
You know, it's not always going to lay out perfectly, but you're going to have games series of games like this where, the fact that your lineup is as decrepit as it is, it's going to hurt you.
Yep.
The trade deadline moves we're watching are actually guys returning from the IL.
Yeah.
Jeremy Peña coming back. Christian Walker coming back from paternity leave, which – that child could not have been born at a worse time. Christian Walker is really starting to look like the best possible scenario.
Yeah.
This kid's got to learn, okay? Yeah. Sometimes you got to sacrifice for the good of the family.
That's right, man. He could have held out.
You stay in that womb and don't come out Well, you will come out kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
But try to make them drag you out of that womb until during the All-Star break.
The All-Star break, man. Yeah. Couldn't you have held off? We're joking. Okay, let's get to the Rockets here and Rafael Stone. Why trade for Kevin Durant?
He's Kevin Durant. I think he's really good. He's super efficient. He had a great year last year. So I mean, he's obviously not 30 anymore, but he hasn't really fallen off. And we just think we think he has a chance to really be impactful for us.
Yeah, very soft spoken on that. Very 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 humble on that whole thing. The billboards are up, Seth. The Kevin Durant billboards are up around town here in Houston.
Was the question, why did you trade for Kevin Durant?
Yeah, I don't know if that was, I don't know if I'm paraphrasing, but you know.
Oh, no, I mean, it sounds like that's what the question
was. Yeah, because his first part of it was, he's Kevin Durant.
He's Kevin Durant. Yeah. He's really good. If I go into it deeper, did you see how well we shot last year?
Exactly.
We did not shoot very well.
No.
Yeah, we need to get more guys like that can shoot the basketball through the hoop on the first attempt.
Yeah,
they're really good at shooting it through on the second attempt.
Yeah.
But we'd like to just go ahead. I would love it if we're not gushing about how great the Rockets are on second chance opportunities.
On offensive rebounding.
Yeah, there aren't that many offensive rebounds.
Jay Billis pointed that out during the NBA draft. They happened to be talking about the Rockets, and he's like, well, Kevin Durant's probably going to hurt their offensive rebounding numbers. Not because he's a bad offensive rebounder, but he's going to make shots, and there's going to be fewer offensive rebounds available. Here was Rafael Stone being asked if Ime Udoka, if he advocated, if he was a big part of wanting to bring Kevin Durant here.
Organizationally, we only do things when it makes sense for all of us, and so he was definitely an advocate for it, but only in this way. You know, that by no means was there pressure to do something like this. We thought we were going to be a very good team coming back no matter what, when the deal came through in this manner, I think we all wanted to do it.
This is what feels so good about the trade for Kevin Durant, because yes, the age is an issue, the injury history, that's obviously, you'd be an idiot not to concede that that's an element to it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in a good position and you genuinely feel you're in a good position, like let's say this is a normal business that the Rockets have. He just had a great annual report. You don't all of a sudden go out and take out a high interest loan, be it to try to be even
try
better.
To grow your business.
Right. So if the Rockets had this promising season and then all of a sudden traded away all their first round picks for Kevin Durant, or traded away Amen Thompson and Shane Green for Kevin Durant, or something like that. Yeah, that would, as we said in the lead up to it, oh boy, I don't know about this. This feels like a desperate move by a team that does look like they've got a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is, no, they end up paying a fair price for an older asset, but it was not desperate whatsoever. And it didn't feel from the outside looking in that there was ever a time where the Rockets were just thinking like, oh, we got to get over the hump here.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you from personal experience, this is what, when I was a young player in the NFL and I was on a team that had gone to the AFC Championship twice in 3 years, and it felt like, oh, we're almost right there. We just got to do something. And the team in Coughlin, who was basically the GM, or at least co-GM at the time, they went hog wild on signing a bunch of older free agents like Carnell Lake and guys like that.
Yeah.
And awesome dudes, but they spent aggressively and spent way too much for those guys, and it blew up in their faces.
Yeah.
So that, I've always been hyper vigilant about that. Like, don't feel like making a huge aggressive move is what you need to do to get over the hump. So that's why this feels so good to me personally, because it wasn't hugely or overly aggressive.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Now, the people who would disagree on that would be the people who think Jalen Green's going to become an All-Star.
But
I don't think you and I are two of those people.
And that's without any hatred towards Jalen Green or something.
Sure.
I think it's okay to say, yeah, Jalen Green's a really good and promising young player, but I'm skeptical that he's ever going to become a superstar or somebody you pin your hopes on. I mean, because everybody brings up the people that would defend Jalen Green bring up the playoffs and how it's only one series by a young player in his first time in the playoffs. And they ignore all the times that Ime Udoka himself chose to keep Jalen Green off the floor in the fourth quarter in critical situations.
In the regular season, yeah.
Yeah, like, so it's not like this was something that I think there's this perception by some people who really want to defend Jalen Green that somehow the Rockets are basing all of this off of one bad series.
Right.
Like, no, there was a track record of how they felt about Jalen Green before this.
No doubt. All right, let's hear from Kevin Durant himself. He was on with Steve Nash and LeBron James. He was on their podcast, and he shared this anecdote about going against an Ime Udoka coach team.
Yes. I even love that you could throw zones in there. We could, they mixing up defense.
That's an evolution, I think, in the last 6 months even.
Mm-hmm. That's like, when we play Houston, like Ime Udoka does a good job of that. He will go one possession regular man, next possession zone, go back to man, the next three possession zone, all in the first quarter.
Throwing you off balance.
In the first quarter, and it's like, okay, how good you are as a team, how connected you are as a group, how well you pass, guys are unselfish. If a coach does that and you're not prepared for it,
you're all off balance. You got no rhythm.
Okay, yeah, that honestly, everything they said there, I'm thinking of Vic Fangio with the Eagles.
Yeah.
So Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator of the Eagles, because Fangio asks his players to do a lot of mentally challenging things, a lot of disguising, all of that. Looks like on paper you're thinking, oh yeah, why don't you just switch everything up from down to down? Just do that. It looks great on paper. It's really hard to get the right group of guys to execute that. And that's why Fangio has had some stays where the fan bases think he's a moron, and then he goes to the next spot and people think he's a genius.
Yeah.
And it really comes down to, does he have the right group of guys that can execute that stuff? And I think that's why Udoka feels so good about the culture and the core of these guys being able to do things like that. You take that group of guys out there yesterday and try to do all of the mixing up defenses from possession to possession 2 or 3 years ago, and it would be an utter disaster.
Yep.
There's only so much you get. So it takes that cohesion. And again, that goes back to, man, you can't trade away three of these young guys,
because
then you're just starting. It's a brand new team.
Yeah. It's I just think that's cool. Like that, you know, when Durant's thinking about, okay, where are the places, you know, where are the places I got to get out of Phoenix? Where are the places I feel like I can go to win? That Ime Udoka, in his style of play, his ability to make chess moves, all have the experience of going against it for Durant probably played heavily into thinking, okay, I can be a part of this now. You know, I can benefit from being part of this now. If you can't beat him, join him. So I thought that was really cool.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Matt Barnes has a podcast, former NBA player, and he had Vernon Maxwell on.
He's my fellow mustache buddy. He's got a creepy mustache like the one I'm growing.
Max has it. Yeah, you're still going, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, Seth is pining for a divorce lawyer endorsement big time right now. Get on the YouTube and Twitch if you don't know what we're talking about. Seth's growing out the mustache. But Matt Max was on with Matt Barnes, and Matt Barnes asked him for, hey, man, I need a wild prediction so that next time you come on here, you can tell us you were right about it. Here was Matt Max's wild prediction.
Max, this is the last show of the summer for the season. What is one bold prediction for next year? What's something you want to hang your hat on that remember this day? We're going to clip this shit, and next year we're going to say, Max, remember you said this shit on this day. What is that prediction for you?
Damn, Rock is going to win the championship next
Ooh,
year.
Ooh, I ain't mad
that's
at
what
it.
That's damn bold. That's what
I
the bold
love it.
The prediction is. That's hey, it. Rock is going to win
I
that
love it.
Yeah, I that's love what it is.
The Mad Max thing with the Rockets is really interesting to me. You know, and because if you were here in 1995, like him walking out on the team in the middle of the playoffs was a big deal. He walked out because they had traded for Clyde. You know, he was their two guard. They traded for Clyde, and now all of a sudden you've got Clyde, one of the greatest of all time, playing two guard, and it compromises Vernon Maxwell's role. He literally quit on them in the playoffs back in 1995. They went on to win the championship, so it was probably, you know, if you're just talking, I don't know if there's any cause and effect, but if you're a Rocket fan, you're like, oh, well, I wouldn't change anything about that playoff run because it ended the way we wanted to. But, and I think it's good, like the organization has obviously embraced him again. You know, he's embraced the organization. But just having remembered what that was like at the time, like if someone had told me that even like 20 years, yeah, now it's 30 years, that he'd be, you know, that Rocket fans, they love Max.
He'd
you
be
know?
The beloved, the defender of the faith, really, in now, a lot of ways. He fights your fights for you on social media.
Yeah, well, here, thank you. Here was the thing I would not have known in 1995, that Twitter would become a thing. And I think social media, to your point, Seth, I think social media has helped that re-embracing part for Rocket fans.
Well, and he kind of straddled it, too, because all of that happened before the age of social media. And that really, even before, that was when sports radio was very much in its infancy.
Correct.
So the kind of discussion around things wasn't as extreme and intense.
Yeah.
So he didn't, the vitriol probably was, even though it was real, it wasn't as loud.
Mm-hmm.
But then he jumps in with social media, and you see a different version of him, and all is kind of forgotten and washed away.
It's not.
To mention, like, the younger people today have zero memory of Vernon.
Yeah,
Maxwell.
Oh, yeah, no, it's 30. You know? It's literally 30 years ago. More than 30 now. God, that's wild. 30 years ago for that championship. Hey, did you see the video of Ime Udoka and Fred VanVleet? Taking, I don't know if it's boxing lessons or if they're part of a boxing class or something like that. There's a video of Fred VanVleet and Ime Udoka that was making its way around the interwebs. Ime looks in good shape too, man.
They're working out somewhere, but it's at like an athletic training facility of some sort.
Yeah.
But they're doing boxing drills.
Boxing drills. Okay. This makes me kind of think they're going to get into more fights this year with other teams.
Ooh, that would be great.
Yeah. Like he needs to be ready.
Well, did you see that video that was floating around yesterday of the golf fight?
Yes.
Where the guy, I forget who it is. It's a former NHL enforcer. Is the big guy. He's not the antagonist.
Oh, no way. That was somebody famous?
Because it came out on Spit and Chicklets. So it's a former NHL player who was an enforcer. And
He's a big dude. There's a social media account called Spit and Chicklets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge.
I've never heard of it.
Again, my brother would be devastated that you don't know this.
Because
my brother's a big NHL guy, and he's always amazed that we don't talk any hockey.
Never. Hey, Dan, never heard of Spit and Chicklets.
I'm going to text him during the break. Sean doesn't even know about Spit and Chicklets.
Good.
So there's this, all you see when you watch this video, there's this dude, and you can't even know it. You can't tell whether he's a tall guy, short guy, whatever it might be. But he's foaming at the mouth, yelling at somebody about pace of play.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's kind of drunk.
Yep.
So when he chooses to engage the big guy, who turns out to be a former NHL enforcer, forget his name. Listen, smaller guys can beat up bigger guys. They do it all the time.
All the time.
If you have skills.
You know how to fight.
And know what you're doing.
Yeah.
This guy's chosen method versus an NHL enforcer was to bum rush him.
Yeah, stick his head down and just bury his
hard head him as possible.
Bury his forehead in the middle of his chest.
Dude.
Threw him in the lake.
The big dude throws him into the lake. And then little guy, to his credit, comes back and keeps coming back multiple times. big guy grabs him like a hockey player. That's when you first knew. The first time I watched it, I was like, oh, this guy looks like he knows how to fight like a hockey player.
Yeah.
Because he uses his length to his advantage, grabs the golf shirt / jersey, and then just rains down blows on him. All the while yelling, bang!
Yes!
Bang!
Thank you.
Bang!
That's the best part.
Repeated overhand right.
Literally using onomatopoeia for like Batman sounds. You know, like when Batman would punch people and it would just stick boom up on the screen, like the word. He was saying bam, bam, bam as he's raining blows down on him. And then, Seth, that happens. The bam, bam, bam. The guy falls down. He gets back up, comes back for more, gets three more bam, bam, bams, comes back for more. And then the NHL guy just hip tosses him about 15 feet.
He threw
him like a sack of potatoes.
People thought it was fake. People thought it was AI because he threw him so far.
That was the most impressive part. I mean, the punches were impressive, but he tossed that guy.
Honestly, I was fully expecting when I started watching the video that it was, because I love the videos where the smaller guys. Smaller guy beats up a bigger guy.
I do too.
Because they're saying, like, just tags him just right or something.
Yeah. But not happening.
This guy was not that guy. No. He did not know what he was doing. I just can't. I cannot tell you more. Listen, the public service announcement. It's not bigger they are, harder they fall, all that stuff and everything. But that only works if you have genuine skill.
That's right.
If you're a smaller guy facing a guy, and this big guy, you know, he wasn't in NHL shape. But it made him even scarier because he was a big dude.
Big dude, man.
But still, like, looks like you can tell, all right, this guy used to be somebody.
Yeah.
This guy is not a big, doughy dude.
No.
If you do not fight that larger man unless you genuinely know what you're doing. But credit to him for just keep coming back for more. Credit to the little guy for coming back for more.
Credit the moxie. Don't credit the intelligence one bit.
No.
What was his name again, Ben? Ben, look
Nick
it up.
Nick Tarnaski.
Nick Tarnaski is the name of the NHL player.
Oh, and Nick Tarnaski, to his credit, at least from the clip I saw, he was basically saying, like, and his buddy was saying, like, dude, no, you don't want this.
Yes.
The first time the little guy bum rushed him, he didn't hit him. He
dragged
him into the lake.
He used his own momentum and to drag him and throw him in the water. It's
and
incredible.
That little lake, like little guy, like a Gila monster comes crawling out through the weeds.
Yeah.
Coming back after
it's
him.
It's an excellent video. There's two versions of it out there. There's the first one I saw was like 10 seconds before little guy bum rushed him. There's a version that Amy and I watched last night right before we went to bed that popped up. Where you see like the minute and a half lead up to it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Where all the argument about slow play and things like that on the golf course. Yeah, find the extended cut.
It's a very entertaining video. The little guy's friend was really annoying me. I felt like he should have gotten popped.
Because
he was acting. He kept telling the big guy to lay off. Like the big guy is just standing there. The big guy himself is telling the little guy to stop. But meanwhile, little guy's friend is like, "Come on, just quit it, man."
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. Little guy's friend was the worst in that.
Was acting like he was a total Karen.
Yes,
he was acting like. He was like, "We got this on film. We got this on film."
Yeah.
I was like, "I would erase that video. This is not proving whatever you think it's proving."
No, little guy made the first move in physicality and in being
a jackass.
Over and over again.
He had every opportunity to not be in
self-defense
fight.
For Tarnaski. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We got some headlines coming up. We'll dig into the Astros game from last night. We've got injury updates for the Astros. I don't know that we have enough time in the show to do all these injury updates, but we'll try. We'll do that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.